6 minutes past 11. You're listening to the Saturday Magazine now. Is your life at home dogged by petty rows and squabbles? Or do you find relations with your work colleagues difficult? And is the common denominator in all this you? According to a new book, if you're not able to relate to the world around you, you could find yourself socially isolated and out of the loop. Dr. David Fraser is a qualified engineer. He's a businessman, family man, who, when he looked at the relationships in his own life, he saw in himself the potential to be known as a Billy No Mates. And he's now spent years researching the idea of effective relationships for his new book, and he joins me live now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
When it comes to the start of this book, what was the point at which you thought, I'm going to sit down and see where this is all going wrong?
Well, it started really 10 years ago when my boss at the time said, David, there are certain things you're doing are holding you back. I can't tell you what they are, but certain things are holding you back. And I went, well, thanks very much. That's really helpful, you know. Now, in fact, he gave me a few clues, but about 5 years went by, and more for personal reasons, I got my marriage in a bit of a mess and ended up getting that sorted out with the skills that I've put in the book. And I thought, well, here's a great answer, not only to problems at home, but actually building the relationships we need at work as well. And there's a certain level at which it's all the same thing, because it's just skills for dealing with people. And I thought, this is not really written down anywhere. I would like to write this up. And 5-6 years later, the book's finished and out there. So,
but is it a difficult process, you know, when you assess the relationships in your life, the important relationships at work and at home, and you realise that the common denominator is you? Is that a difficult thing to say? And I mean, it's something we could all apply in our own lives, probably.
Yeah, I think it's one of these things where we all do fairly well, but we could do a whole lot better if we paid some attention to it. And one of the kind of key points that I put in the book is that it is something that if we want more success in our lives, we want a happier family situation at home, then we can have that if we pay a bit of attention to this and learn some skills that are actually out there and other people use them. And we can do that too if we just take the trouble to do that.
So
I've got great benefit from doing that myself.
What skills then are key to improving the important relationships in your life?
Well, one of the things that made the most difference to me was learning that in order to get what I wanted, I needed to help other people get what they wanted first. And that's not really how we grow up. We tend to grow up pushing for what we want. And that takes us so far, and it's good to know what we want, but in order to ultimately get that, we eventually need to learn that we need to help other people get what they want. And that's whether we're talking about family members or work colleagues or whatever.
And that's actually a skill that people like, for example, Bill Gates, the kind of the Richard Bransons, the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffetts, those kind of people who are deal makers can do. They can give you something out of a situation while also they get something out of it as well. It's making deals, I suppose, and in their sense, they're making money out of it. But if we use the same skills, we can get some sort of personal benefit out of it.
Yeah, I think there's a way to sum up there what they've achieved. You know, it said that we can get whatever we want in life if we help enough other people get what they want. And I think these examples you've just mentioned very absolutely characterise that. You know, they've helped so many people get what they want that they've done very, very well. And we can apply that at a much more local and smaller scale level as well.
Is it complicated?
Doesn't have to be, no. I think if you approach it at the right level, just understand what's going on at a slightly deeper level than we do on an everyday basis, then it doesn't have to be complicated. It's a matter of approaching things at a real level of understanding. And that's what I've attempted to do in writing about this, is to say, well, look, if we look in a little more detail, we can understand what's happening here and understand how to do something different that will get us a different result.
And as a starting point, you have a table in the book helping the reader to kind of assess the relationships in their life and how important they are, so that you can see, you kind of, by feeding information in, you get something out the other end that tells you these are the ones that you need to actually, these are the most important relationships that you work on. How do you assess what the important relationships are in your life? And does that tell you something about the kind of person that you are?
Yeah, well, I think if you think about it, obviously some of your important relationships are going to be the home and family ones, and some of them are going to be the ones that your livelihood depends on, particularly, you know, if you're a working person, a breadwinner in the family, then clearly the relationships around your work are going to be pretty important as well. And whether that's with customers, you know, or colleagues or whoever. So it's good to take a step back and say, well, what are the most important relationships and how well am I managing those particular ones, and maybe think, well, actually there's a relationship over here that really could do with a bit of attention because it's not really as good as it needs to be to deliver for my aspirations in a particular area, you know.
But in a workplace, you're not necessarily inclined to improve or to develop a relationship with someone who's simply a work colleague.
Well, the thing is, we need to, in order to achieve our objectives at work, to do whatever it is we need to do in our job, it almost always involves dealing with other people, and that can be an area where we can get things wrong, you know, and that affects our just working relationship with that other person, and certain mistakes that we make can actually have quite a damaging effect on our progress at work, how well we do, and we can end up in that slightly isolated position where everybody thinks, well, that person's a bit difficult and, you know, don't have terribly much to do with them, and that will affect our careers and ultimately how much we earn and whether we can afford the new car, the holiday or whatever it is that we want.
And this is where you found yourself, because your boss had said you were getting things wrong but wouldn't actually say what those things were.
Yeah, well, I don't know to this day really whether he did have some ideas and just felt it was better if I discovered for myself. But, I mean, one of the things that I was doing wrong was pointing out other people's mistakes, believing, as an engineer, that it's important to see what's wrong with things and do something about it. But there's a right time, and I think that was the lesson there. There's a right time for fixing mistakes, and sometimes it's more important to nurture the relationship and leave the being right bit for later.
So would people who know you say you're a different person now, having worked through this yourself and come out with a book at the other end?
Yes. I mean, my wife said to me recently when I was working the book, she said, David, if you hadn't learnt some of this stuff, I honestly don't think we'd still be married. And she said that with all seriousness. And I know that some associates of mine who've worked with these things, a couple of them independently recently said to me that they just had the best performance appraisals in their entire working lives, and they were putting that down to using some of these skills. So you know, it definitely works, and it is ultimately can be life-changing, because the ability to relate to other people is the most critical skill we can ever have. I mean, our lives in a way are all about relationships with other people, so if we want something different to happen, if we want more success, then it's a great area to invest in, because it can make a real difference. You know, it's a skill for life.
One of the things that you refer to in the book is the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm sure people in workplaces all over the place, a lot of people roll their eyes and say, oh yes, our boss went and did a course in NLP, and the next thing, you know, they're coming and they're talking, they're saying the right words, nothing changes, but they're actually using this language. It's a kind of a controversial approach to management and relationships.
It is controversial, and in a way that's a pity, because it also has this baggage really of this cumbersome title, but NLP or neuro-linguistic programming is really just about understanding how we tick as people, how our minds work, how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to others, and it's actually inside ourselves. You know, the ideas and concepts and so on are really just describing ourselves. So if we think or NLP something out there and something we're suspicious of, then that's really a shame, because we're really saying we don't want to look at, you know, what we are and understand that better. And the great thing about it is it leads to skills, to things that we can actually do that make a difference. That anyway to me is the appeal, that it's a set of understandings and a set of things you can do that actually make a difference. It's not just theoretical, you know, it's very practical. But I completely accept, yeah, people tend to use the jargon and so on, and that gets in the way. But I would kind of urge, don't be put off by that, because there is great stuff in there. It's a great way to understand the world around us and ourselves.
So for years, people, and businessmen in particular, carried around a copy of that Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That was kind of the world bestseller on how to achieve and make your relationships better and do better at business, I suppose, and in your personal life. David Fraser would say, I've got the new secret, the new book, the new Dale Carnegie.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't be kind of realistic about that. I mean, Dale Carnegie's book has done very, very well over the years. In a way, what I'm saying is we can kind of update that by saying we understand a bit more about the detail of how people relate to each other. And if we bring some of that into our lives, it'll take us to the next level. That's, in a sense, my message. I mean, if we're working with a computer, you know, if we don't know very much about them, sit down, tap away at the keys, move the mouse, yeah, sure, we'll get something done. But if we learn a bit about how they work, then we can be a whole lot more effective and a whole lot more efficient. And that's, in a sense, what I'm saying. If we understand ourselves in that slightly deeper way, then we'll just get what we want more easily.
The book's called Relationships Made Easy by David Fraser, and it's published by Hot Hive Books. David, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with it.
Okay, thank you.
All the best. 17 minutes past 11.